Thank you, Michael. Thank you to Sideline viewers. And, yeah, thanks very much for giving us the opportunity to speak on your radio again today.
Yeah, no problem at all. The NWFA just keeps on keeping on. We say it every year. And a few little glitches last year, I suppose, with Rosemary Turak having their struggles. But boy, oh boy, I've been really impressed with the way that Duncan Murfitt and the team have got together, and they've recruited, and hopefully Rosemary Turak is just going to have a more competitive season. And I guess that's what you as president want to see.
Absolutely. You know, with Sammy Moore and Simon Ackley coming on board as coaches, I think it's always, you know, when somebody like that, if they're helped coach aside, there's always players wanting to go and play under them. And also there's a lot of players that I spoke to at their dinner at the end of the season that there's quite a few of them there at that dinner, and they all, you know, showed a lot of interest in getting back involved in the club. And they've also had the Friends of Rosemary on there. I reckon you've seen it. Most people would have seen it, the Friends of Rosemary on their Facebook site, where they've sort of recruited, I suppose, what you'd say is sponsors to get their club back on track. And it was a great idea, and I'd say it come from Duncan or Joe, and that was a very impressive move. And it's given them the backup to be able to recruit these players that they've got so far.
Yeah, look, it is. I mean, you've got to take your hat off to them. The proactive way, you could have sat back and just said, well, look, getting no support, we're just going to have to move on. We're going to have to go into recession for a while, and we're just going to. But no, I think we can't underestimate people down at Rosemary, because they love their footy. I mean, Queenstown won the DFA Premiership last year, so they proved that they can do it from down there. We know that there are so many wonderful players who've come from down the West Coast, not only players but administrators and good football people. So, yeah, you've got to take your hat off to them.
Absolutely. I think, I guess that Duncan and Joe would have thought to themselves, look, if we go into recession, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, you know, miss a year, they would have really been worried about being able to get back going again. If you have a look at things over the years that have, you know, they go, Natone Footy Club, I take my hat off to them to get back going after having a year, and then they had the COVID year, so that was another year. So they're actually 2 years away, and then fought their way back, played finals last year. So they've shown that it can be done, but I would have thought it would have been harder down in Rosemary to do that if they'd have had a year offside. I would have thought Joe and Duncan would have put their heads together pretty solidly and said, well, look, you know, Sammy, if we can get Sammy back, who I rate very highly as a person and as a footballer, so he'll bring a lot to them. Reece Phillips coming down from Wynyard. I don't think Reece has played the last couple of years, so he'll be up and about to play down there. He's a boy that started down there and then went to Wynyard and forged himself a pretty good, resume. So, look, I think they've got a ruckman, they've got a midfield, so now they've just got to put the other, the other little bricks into the building, and they're on their way.
Failed merger last year between Mott and Preston East Ulverston. Both parties moved on and ready to rumble for 2022?
I think East's probably come out the better of the two of those clubs. Just going on what I've seen, like Modern Preston have lost a lot back to Ulverston. I think there might be 10 to 12 players from last year's Premiership side going back there. So I'd say that, I'd nearly guess that, Preston will be under the pump to stay at the level they have been. They've recruited a few young guys, so and they've kept probably their midfield, as in, you know, Hall obviously won the best and fairest last year. Soden stayed on as dual coach with young Bentley Johnson, and so I think they're under the pump a little bit, Preston, though, but you know, they're fighters, so they'll make sure they're thereabouts. East, I think, has recruited well. Willie Dow from Penguins, a big pickup for them, and I think, you know, somebody like him coming to the club gives them a bit of impetus to go further. You know, they were, you know, third, I think, for 3 years. They played off in the pre-final in 3 years running. And then they had a bad year last year. But players have got to realise they've got to stick around for probably, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 years to actually get a bit of success. And, I think some of the players at East wanted success before it was was their turn, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. Sheffield struggled a little bit in the pre-season last year, but finished the season off really, really well. And how are they going? I mean, they're always a little bit up and down, Sheffield, with numbers and all that sort of thing, but a little bit in their cricket too, a bit up and down, but they seem to always they'll always be around the mark.
Yeah, Aaron McNabb, great person, and it's fabulous to have guys like him and Sammy Moore coaching in our competition, you know, and we've got others that are coaching good young people. That it's good to see that we've got people like them coming into our competition. So they do, even though people on the on the Facebook and all that sort of thing, have a bit of a dig at about our score line, but you know, and sides getting beat by a lot, we still have good players wanting to play in our competition and coach in our competition. So that's great. Aaron McNabb at Sheffield, they'll be right up there because Nabby didn't play a senior game last year, and he'll get himself fit, and he will be an absolute handful for somebody to play on him to stop him making a difference. They've recruited three or four good players. I think Sheffield will be thereabouts. They'll be knocking on the door for sure.
And Forth really showed the way last year and just fell off the final hurdle, didn't they? They dominated the competition really for pretty much all of the season, but couldn't win the big one.
No, they may have got a little bit. And as it happens, you probably get into the, like, I think they beat Preston pretty easy in the second semi or qualifying final. I've seen other clubs do it. You get a little bit ahead of yourself and you had some players there that probably hadn't played a lot of finals football, especially in our competition. It all comes back to on the day, you've got to play well on the day. And if you don't, you don't get yourself ready to play well on that day, it can make, that can be the little bit of difference that the opposition gets to roll you over.
We'll cover off some of the other teams a little later when the season gets closer. We'll have you back on. But without umpires, you don't get to play. And the NWFA have announced that Nigel Webb and Scott Gale will be coordinating your umpires for 2022. So that's a good appointment. That's terrific that a couple of these guys will get together and make things happen in umpiring.
Yeah, well, Nigel's done it before. I think Scott might have even done it before. But Scott's, in comparison to our umpires, he's quite a young person. We're hoping that Scott might enjoy doing it in tow with Nigel. Nigel's going to be, he's about to retire, the old fella, he's about to give it away. He'd be umpiring somewhere in the heat, wouldn't be listening to me, so I can say what I like about him. But
good on you, go for broke. I've been getting stuck into Cricket Australia today, so...
Nigel, yeah, he'll be there. And guide Scott along I would just think it's a great appointment for our competition because we need good people like these guys to be involved, and I think it'll make a few other umpires jump on board. I think Nigel's always got a really good way of encouraging guys to have a go at umpiring.
Yeah.
And we just need more guys in their 30s to 40s or 40s probably, because a lot of the guys are ex-footballers, so they probably want to keep playing until they're in their 30s. Anybody over 35 that hasn't, that's finished footy and wants to have a go at umpiring, because like most of them have a fair go at it on the ground when they're playing, so they can actually get a whistle in their mouth and actually do the job. From all reports, Scott and Nigel have got a really good amount of umpires to go with next year, so I'm sure it'll be, they'll make it enjoyable for both them and the players.
And always good for the crowd, so they can just build on that thick skin over the summer, so that they can take plenty from over the fence. Because no matter where you go, we'll always get stuck into them. But the thing is, we need them. We've got to embrace them, and it's just such an important part of our game. Well, Paul, we could talk for ages about things in NWFA. We'll have you back on as the season gets a little bit close. But thanks for coming on the Sideline View. You've always been available. So tremendous. Hope the NWFA kicks off and does it well again in season 2022.
Thanks, Michael. And just remember, guys, it's only about 6 or 7 weeks away from the NWFA Banjos competition. So get out there and get to your local community footy and enjoy a day having your frothy and a coffee or whatever you enjoy doing. And we just need you people to support us. Thanks heaps, Michael. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, buddy.